Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 288. And we're kicking things off with this update from the Nightmare Weekend coming to Richmond, Virginia. Meet Kane Hodder at Nightmare Weekend Richmond, presented by GalaxyCon. Join us at the Greater Richmond Convention Center on October 11th through the 13th. Kane Hodder is best known as Jason Voorhees in the Friday the 13th franchise, Victor Crowley in the Hatchet series, Leatherface's stunt double in Leatherface the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, and of course so much more. Things get creepy this October at Nightmare Weekend. GalaxyCon's Ghosts and Goblins gather to present 3 days of scary celebrations, petrifying parties, villainous vendors, ghastly gaming, creepy cosplay contests, and fearful fun for everyone. Join us October 11th through the 13th for a frightfully good time at Nightmare Weekend Richmond at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Join our Facebook event page, nightmareweekend.info/RichmondFBEvent, and they'll see you there. We have this from Fright World in Buffalo, New York. Fright World America Scream Park is now hiring. Join our award-winning Scream Team this Halloween season. Available positions include scare actors, queue line entertainers, ticket takers, event staff, concessions and merch, maintenance, makeup artists, please email a portfolio to info@frightworld.com, and more. Join us for open auditions on any of these dates: August 23rd, August 24th, and August 25th. You must be 18 years old or older to apply. All positions require evening availability. For more information, please visit frightworld.com/blog. We have even more hiring news from Legends of the Fog in Aberdeen, Maryland. Do you want to be a legend? Come to our annual Midway Madness recruiting event at Legends of the Fog on August 10th. Prospective cast and crew members can meet the owners, managers, and monsters of Legends of the Fog and find out if they have what it takes to scare with the best of the best in the haunted attraction business. Food, fun, and future friends will be waiting for you, so be sure to register today, legendsofthefog.com/apply. We have this from Fear Reach Scream Park in Tavares, Florida. Do you have what it takes to make our guests scream? If so, we are now hiring actors and support staff for the upcoming season. As a team member, you'll play a crucial role in creating a spine-chilling role for our visitors. We offer competitive pay, bonuses, food, drink, and merch discounts, and a fun work culture. Get more information and apply at FearReachScreamPark.com. We have this update from Hillside Horror in Roaring River, North Carolina. Due to popular demand and increased attendance, we have decided to add a day and expand our not-so-scary trick-or-treat show to the last 2 Saturdays in October this season. This is great for smaller kids and scaredy-cat adults. It allows you to experience the entire haunted attraction in the daytime without the intense scare factor. Our characters pass out candy instead of inducing screams during this special show. Stay tuned for more details. Keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hillsidehorrorhauntedattraction. We have this from the Haunted Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Volunteer signups for Haunted Red Mill's Unidentified Frightening Objects is now open. All positions are open and generally no experience is required, but some positions do have age requirements. If you're interested or have any questions, please do not hesitate to email us, hauntedredmill@gmail.com, or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/hauntedredmill. We have an update from Universal's Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando. We have another Scare Zone announcement, Torture Fair. Come one, come all to the Renaissance Fair with the devious theme of medieval torture. Brave the gloriously gory homemade torture devices till you're put out of your misery. Running select nights from August 30th through November 3rd, tickets are now on sale. UniversalOrlando.com/HHN/EN/US. We have this from The Nightmare at 3008 in Fultondale, Alabama. Some of you have always wanted to be an actor at a haunted house. Well, now is your chance. We need people to work as scare actors and a makeup artist. Send us a message if you're interested or if you have questions. Thanks a lot and happy haunting. Get more information at nightmare@3008.com/hiring. Guess what? We still have some more hiring news, this time from the Chainers Field of Screams in Botkins, Ohio. We are looking for new members to add to the Chainer family. Every member is a volunteer. Money from our charity haunt goes to different organizations in our communities, so feel free to message us on Facebook or call us at 937-210-9131 to get more information. Or apply at their Facebook page, facebook.com/chainersfield. We have this from the Old Joliet Haunted Prison in Joliet, Illinois. The Old Joliet Haunted Prison is now hiring. We're looking for cashiers, makeup artists, ticket scanners, and more. Available positions include operating actor-controlled puppets, popping out of designated scare spots, or entertaining the guests waiting in the queue line. All costumes, makeup, and props will be provided. Get more information at hauntedprison.com/application. We have a little convention news from Days of the Dead coming to Houston, Texas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of voice actor Roger L. Jackson to the guest list for Days of the Dead Houston, happening September 6th through the 8th at the Wyndham Houston near NRG Park. Jackson is known for providing the voice for the serial killer Ghostface in the Scream film franchise and has also appeared in animated films and television series such as the Walt Disney Company's Book of Pooh. Jackson also voiced the primate supervillain Mojo Jojo in the Powderpuff Girls. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this from the Colorado Festival of Horror in Lone Tree, Colorado. Sponsors Metal X Entertainment and Terror in the Corn premiere Terror in the Corn No. 1, The Wells Twins comic book at Colorado Festival of Horror, Friday the 13th of September. Pick up your copy of this comic at the Hex Publishers booth and get Charles and Mildred Wells to sign it at the Terror in the Corn booth, if you dare. The Wells Twins will be there all weekend long. Get more information at facebook.com/COFOHorror. We have this news from the SRD Haunted Attractions in Pocatello, Idaho. SRD's Haunted Attractions brings you Eastern Idaho's Haunted Bus Tour, Pocatello and six other locations, Soda Springs to Blackfoot, Friday the 13th of September. The bus loads at 3 p.m. in Pocatello at the parking lot off Olympus and Fairgrounds Drive, We return to the same location just after 10 p.m. and will have an optimal final tour of the Event Center Spooks. The very comfortable bus tour from the Teton Stag Lines will take us to 7 known haunted locations to hear the history and stories by SRD's haunted attractions. 3 counties and 4 cities in about 8 hours. Extra time when we get to Soda Springs to grab dinner for on your own. Horror movies will be played on board. They are rated R. Snacks and drinks will be provided and included. Feel free to bring your own as well. No alcohol, please. Tickets can be found at PocatellaEvents.com or purchased via Venmo at Pokey Party Barn. You can also register over the phone or direct questions to 208-705-8978 or visit Facebook.com/SRDSHaunt. We have this news from the Scaregrounds PDX in Portland, Oregon. Join the horde! Scaregrounds PDX at Oaks Amusement Park is hiring cast and crew positions for the upcoming season. Auditions are right around the corner, August 11th and 17th. You must be at least 16 years old to apply. Experience preferred, but not necessary. Apply now and get paid to scare at Oregon's largest haunted attraction. Apply today at scaregroundspdx.com/jobs. Even more hiring news, this time from the Nile Nightmares Haunted House in Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. Do you want to do the scaring? Join our screen team! Volunteer actor positions are available. No experience necessary, although you must be 16 years or older. Makeup artists are wanted as well. Send us an email at info@nilenightmares.com or apply at nilenightmares.hauntscheduler.com. And finally, we have this interesting post from Lay Sorg. Hi, all. I'm a PhD candidate at Wayne State, and I'm doing a study on gender and the haunt industry. I'm interested in learning how gender impacts haunters' creative process, as well as the work environment within the haunt industry. I'm conducting a new round of interviews, and I'm looking for people interested in talking with me about your experiences. I'm particularly interested in adding more men and LGBT+ people to the sample. The interviews will be conducted via Skype and should take about an hour. If you have any questions or would like to take part, please email me at haunterstudy@gmail.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We're live in Nashville, Tennessee at Nashville HorrorCon. The first one down here doesn't look like it's going to be the last if crowds are any indication. Been a lot of people walking around here, meeting celebrities, buying product, cosplayers, costume contest is going on right now. Always a good thing to talk to this guy. See him about once a year at various shows and at the haunted houses that I attend, Mr. Butch Patrick. You may know him from Phantom Tollbooth or Lidsville or He had that little show back in the early 60s when he was a child actor called, you know, The Munsters. You know, you gotta love them. Butch, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for asking.
It's always good to see you at a show, you know, people coming up and talking to you about various things that you've done, but you have brought two, of course, of the more famous things. Well, you've brought the Dragula out here, which is always cool to see. I've seen this at other places before. I'm sure it's louder than hell. You probably couldn't fire that thing up in here, but you've got this motorcycle over here that I am just super, super intrigued about. I've never seen this before. What is this?
That is called the Eddie Chopper. About 20 years ago, I was at a car show, actually when George Barris was alive, and we were set up next to a guy called USA Choppers, a guy named Bill Farmer out of Indiana. And I always wanted to make a custom Munster-related, Munster-inspired bike. Well, one thing led to another. Bill and I became friends. I bought one of his bikes, rode it, liked it, and then I went back and decided to make a Munster-inspired bike. This is actually the second one. The first one, you know, it was okay, but we weren't really happy with it. But the second one I designed, and we tweaked it better, and this is it. So it was built for my club brother, my car club brother, Jeff, and he financed it, owned it. And then we never made another one. It wasn't cost effective. So a few years ago, he wanted to sell it, reached out to me if I knew anybody that might want to buy the bike, and I raised my hand and I bought it back. So I now have possession of the bike.
I know somebody who wants it.
Basically acquired it and have possession of the bike that I designed.
That's kind of cool because a lot of people who design their own stuff don't keep their own stuff. It's for somebody else or for a movie. So I love the picture of young Eddie Munster on a little bike, like a Schwinn-looking thing. It's so cool.
Yeah, well, we had a chain-link string. I had a chain-link Schwinn bike. Not on the show. Was never used on camera, but Von Dutch and George Barris designed it, brought it out for some press and media shots, and then I had that bicycle in my possession up to about 5 years ago when I sold it to a gentleman that had a big George Barris museum on his property, and he threw some really stupid money at me. So, the main thing was that the bike was slowly deteriorating before my eyes because every time I would put it in and out of the trailer, another piece would fall off of it. So I decided that it would be best to retire it and let it sit tight, and then the motorcycle came along.
That's really cool. I love the little tail piece, literally the little tail piece on the back around the license plate.
Spot's tail, yeah.
that is super cool. Do you ride this thing, or do you just take it to shows and display it?
Well, I ride it. It's not street legal because it doesn't have a front brake. It could easily be street legal. I would have to just rework the front wheel on it. But honestly, rigid frame, there's so much chrome on it that it's better off just, you know, like I say, I can use it in parades. I can ride it up, fire it in, put it in a trailer. But as far as riding around, it's not that comfortable. But
rigid frames.
Yeah, no. Rigid frames not a good.
And we're not young kids anymore. Right,
right. But it's a great looking bike, and it's got a very nice rake to it. It's exactly the rake that Peter Fonda had in his USA flag bike.
What degree?
I don't even know. I just took pictures of it and just sat next. It's probably about, I'm looking at probably about a 14 degree.
Okay.
Because I had a Springer that had a 22-inch degree, and it was really kicked out. And this is not any close to that. But it's probably, if I had to guess, 14 to 18 degrees.
Okay, very nice. And you know, it's beautiful, the teal color, the purple. I love this. Is that all airbrushed on there? Or
The most expensive piece of that bike was that paint job.
I can only imagine. I love having Spot on the gas tank. Hopefully he won't shoot any flames and set anything on fire there.
Yeah, Barris' signature on it as well. That's the best part.
You know, I didn't even realize that. Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. And, you know, he's no longer with us, so yeah. that's a classic.
And we put some appointments on it. It's got the 1313 ostrich seat and a little bit of red handle, you know, red grips with the red insert in the seat. And it's got some bats on the disc calipers. It's from a distance it doesn't look too Munstery, but when you get close you'll see some stuff. And then of course we have the pipes inspired over the carburation of Grandpa's Dragula. As you see, they're very much like organ pipes.
Absolutely. So, you know, the more I look at it, the more I see. Yeah. Which is really cool. So how often do you take this out to shows?
This when I take the Dragula and the bike, they travel in the same trailer. I'll go a month with them, then I'll go a month without them, then I'll go a month with them, then I'll go a month without them, and then over the holiday season, I usually just put them on display somewhere.
And speaking of the holiday season, I can only imagine that your phone is starting to blow up with appearances. Where's Butch Patrick going to be over the next, say, 3-4 months as we move into the fall and the Halloween season?
I've got a whole month ahead of me all over the state of Illinois doing a combination of car-related events and drive-in movie events. I'm working with the Drive-In Owners Association of America for next year to do as many drive-in stops as I possibly can. I'm helping them show how they can make money midweek. During the weekends, they're obligated to show the new features that are released, but midweek they've got these great properties, and a lot of them stay dark. So what I do as I'm working, I've actually tested it out at a couple drive-ins in Ohio, and it worked very well, that we're going to start doing midweek Munster Mondays and maybe some Way Back Wednesdays or whatever. Nice. Nostalgia-driven stuff to do some nostalgic-driven, like the drive-ins used to be back when I grew up as a kid in the 50s and 60s, and seeing a movie out under the stars on the property is a whole different experience. There's nothing wrong with seeing it at home and streaming it and this and that, but it's not like going out and seeing it at the drive-in.
Oh, absolutely, and literally this year, the drive-in that was near my house that's been closed for the better part of a decade reopened, and they're actually, like, during the week, showing like the original Star Wars trilogy this week. I'm assuming the weekend they'll have, you know, like you say, new features, but, you know, to sit there and watch episode 4, 5, and 6 in a car under the stars, as you say, that's a great bit of nostalgia that the kids today just don't understand.
Well, what I was kind of looking for something to do, and I'm on the road anyway, and I enjoy drive-ins, and then when I stumbled into this couple that are kind of like the movers and shakers of the Drive-In Association, plus they have two in Ohio, and they also have two brick-and-mortar theaters, so they're very much in the business. It's Rod and Donna Saunders. So I did my test run. It worked out well, and what I hope to do next year is I'm going to put together a 13-week package that I'm going to pre-produce and make movie nights pre-packaged for them, to where all they do is they just slap them in. It'll have a horror host. It'll be the Summer Scary series. Butch Patrick, I'll host it, introduce it, and then the horror host will do the on-camera stuff. But what I'm excited about is I started off with Munster Go Home because of the nature of the car-related stuff at a drive-in, car. But I'm also thinking down the road, after I do the Munster thing, we can supply him with Christine. We can supply him with Back to the Future, car-related movies. But aside from that, then it gets into like the old classic Universal Monster movies from the 30s and 40s, nice, which led to the Munsters. And eventually, I want to be the go-to guy for special events for drive-ins exclusively, midweek stuff, yeah.
I definitely remember like in the early to mid-70s, movies like Race with the Devil and, you know, just The Car and Duel with Dennis Weaver. Just these, all these old car-related drama, horror, slash, you know, late night movies that you only see, you know, in obscure movie bins these days. But to see that on the big screen would be really, really cool.
Well, there was also George Veris got started before he got into the TV Munster coach and Batman. He had cars for the old hot rod drag strip girl movies of the 50s that were considered to be drive-in movie. They were made for drive-ins.
Wow.
It was the whole idea that your girl, go for a date, and get in your hot rod and go to the drive-in and make out. So that was the deal, to where, you know, before kids could go into bars and this and that, and you got a car at 16, a lot of times the drive-in was your go-to spot for 5 years until you became 21. So anyway, there used to be 6,000 of them. Now there's less than 400. They're fun. They're great. People that went there originally love them, and they love the idea of bringing their grandkids out and showing them what and how it used to be done. And it's I see great success in it, and I'm really excited about the whole project.
There's two of them within an hour of my house. The one that's just 10 minutes down the road that literally just opened back up this year, and one about 45 minutes away. They've never shut down as far as I know, but they don't do anything like this. So, you know, I can give you where they are located. I'm sure you're aware of them, but that would be fun. I would absolutely take my kids to go see this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it works out really well. I'm very, very happy. It's close to my heart. It's in my wheelhouse. And the neat part about it is the people that own these drive-ins are old hippies or veterans. They're family-owned. You can make a deal with them. You know, you don't have to go through corporate, you know, jump through corporate loops and hoops. And it's just wonderful. And the fact that you can show them how to make a few thousand dollars midweek that they normally wouldn't be making is just enough to give them that edge up that might keep them in business.
Absolutely. Now, the last time we spoke was at the Haunted Pyramids in Lawndale, North Carolina. I believe not last year, but the year before. I understand you might be making a return to the pyramids this year.
Yeah.
Are you going to be at some various haunted houses or anything like that during the upcoming season?
I have my schedule for the haunt. I have everything covered except the last weekend of Halloween, and I'm sort of holding out on that because we've got a couple big ideas that we don't know which one's going to come forward first. But I do have everything from the middle of September through the last weekend except the 24th. Excuse me, that would be the 23rd. The 22nd is the last weekend. No, the 24th is the last weekend. Then we got, after that, we've got Thursday is Halloween this year. So it kind of throws a wrinkle into it. But, yes, you go to Munsters.com. My schedule is always posted. I kind of don't post the whole year up. I do it month by month. So right now you'll just be seeing things through August. But trust me, I will be out and about. In the Haunted Pyramids, yeah, I'll be out there visiting my old Dracula, my old trailer, and my old escape room.
Yeah, Tony's a good guy. He loves you to death. He loves that Dracula. I think it's going to be at CreepyCon in Knoxville in a couple of weeks from that Tony's actually bringing up and displaying.
Yeah, I couldn't have sold it to a nicer guy. He really loves it. He has a good time with it. He's a good guy. I love with the people that that work with him. So, yeah, I'm very happy. Tony and I have become good buddies over the years. And, yeah, it's good. It's been good for everybody.
Is that the one that Pat Priest has also signed?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
Very nice. I have seen that. Yep. And he's fired that thing up at the pyramids. And all I can say is it's loud.
It's almost as loud as mine.
Almost. Oh, God, really?
Mine's louder, yeah.
Why are you not wearing hearing aids?
I...
Oh, well, never mind then. Hey, breaking news. Loud pipes save lives, but they also make you go deaf over the years, so.
I'll tell you the reason I actually went through the hearing aid situation is I did some studying, and I'm a little vain, I admit it. But the main thing was, it wasn't the concerts when I was a kid. It was the drag racing, the engines, and when I was down in the funny cars and lighting up funny cars close up. But I've read that if you don't address your hearing loss, it can lead to medical issues like dementia and things of that nature as you get older. So I'm actually doing it because my girlfriend loves it. She doesn't have to shout at me. And I don't have to turn the TV up to 12 or 14 or whatever it was. What was it? A Spinal Tap 11.
Yep, there you go.
But, yeah, I can hear better now. But mainly I was doing it for medical reasons. So if you have hearing loss out there, have it checked and take care of it because it will help you keep the brain active.
A friendly PSA from Butch Patrick and a man who knows, as somebody who is played music for almost 40 years and has had a lot of loud speakers that I've stood in front of. Yes, I'm quite aware of it. I don't have the loss, but unfortunately one of my children has a very, very mild case of tinnitus from attending shows with me and unfortunately refused to wear ear protection and things. So you're right. Get your hearing checked, folks, because, hey, you can't hear all these cool horror movies if you can't hear anything. But anyway, check out Munsters.com for a full list of appearances by Butch Patrick, the Dracula, the Eddie Munster motorcycle here, the Chopper. It's really, really cool stuff to see. And, of course, always a pleasure to see you again here on The Big Scary Show. My name is Drew Badger. We are at the Nashville Horror Con, and I am out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.